In 2008, a Florida Department of Environmental Protection report determined that half the rivers and lakes in Florida were impaired because of nutrients. After getting no response from the state for a plan to clean up its waterways, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, imposed numeric limits on the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus allowed in Florida waters. Richard Bowler, environmental scientist for the Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County, said because of local uproar over EPA's decision, the state petitioned the EPA to abandon its move and is now beginning to create its own nutrient rules.
The EPA told the Florida DEP that if you wanted to go forward with rulemaking and you could get it done expeditiously, we would consider those rules. And so they have held public workshops and prepared drafts. Later this year, those rules will go to the Environmental Regulatory Commission and then hopefully ratified by the state legislature in 2012. Assuming all of that goes through, EPA will either delay implementation for another several months or actually defer and withdraw its numeric nutrient criteria.
Regardless of who may implement the nutrient criteria, local agriculture, industry, and government are concerned that the new rules will be costly. During today's Environmental Protection Commission meeting, EPC board member and Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner questioned Bowler about how many water bodies may be considered impaired under any new criteria.
Do we know the proposed metrics that they're looking to institute? If those go into effect, how many more waterways would be considered impaired here? And then again, how many are at the level that we're going to have to start considering allocating resources to clean those up to stay in compliance?
Many of the water bodies in the Alify River fail the test for nitrogen. The Alify River absolutely fails the test for phosphorus. To be able to meet the numbers, the entire river at this point would fail to meet the phosphorus standard.
Hillsborough County's Environmental Protection Commission is studying what impact Tampa's new fertilizer rule restricting summertime use of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers will have on reducing the number of impaired water bodies in the region. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatala for WMNF News.